Hello, race fans, and welcome to Disc Golf Daily. Today is Tuesday, March 19th. It's time to get caught up with disc golf news and growth in 10 minutes. And please keep where you find all this cool info a secret, our little secret. After the news, it's Money and Podium Day. Now let's get to it. Our top news story of the day: Wave 3 tickets for Disc Golf Pro Tour are on sale now. If you want to go see Ledgestone, Idlewild, D-Glow, the Green Mountain Championships, the MVP Open, or the Tour Championship, you can go get those tickets now. Link in the show notes. I also want to touch on the MVP Open ticket rebrand that happened this past year. I'll let you know, a couple years ago, we had VIP tickets and VIP parking, and they were different things. And yes, that caused much confusion. Last year we corrected, but there was still some confusion between the ticket levels. How different is VIP from gold, etc.? This year, we have rebranded the 5 ticket levels to coincide with the 5 course configurations, namely red, white, blue, diamond, and gold. Red is your general admission ticket. White gives you access to the 8 holes. Blue is the old VIP or gold level ticket. It lets you walk anywhere spectators can walk on the course. Diamond is the same as blue, but you also have access to the indoor bathrooms. Yes, Maple Hill now has indoor bathrooms, or we will in the summer. And it also acts sort of like a speed pass for the signature lines. And then gold is the insider pass experience, which you will need to see to believe. If you've ever wanted to have the disc golf experience of a lifetime and have it at Maple Hill, this ticket is for you, and I will let you know there are less than 10 left. Our number 2 news story of the day: the PDGA does it again. The Open at Austin PDGA recap page is a sight to behold. They've got all of the links to the articles. They've got links to the scores and the stats. They've got links to all of the media coverage, from Jomez to Gatekeeper to DGN. Staying in Austin, over 350 women will be converging on the city this weekend to take part in the U.S. Women's Disc Golf Championship. That is a record for the number of women competing in one event. Knock 'em dead, ladies. Let's keep growing the sport, 350 women at a time. If you're in the Austin area, tickets are on sale. That's going to be a show. Our next news story: PDGA approved discs. Sacred Discs' 5th disc has been released, or no, not released, has been approved. It is a 3-speed called the Seed. And by the way, I'm just guessing that it's a 3-speed. All of these, I'm guessing, are 3-speeds based on the wing width. The Barb has been approved from Compound Discs, and the Nail has been approved from Forge Discs. Our last item that was approved yesterday, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly, but I'm going to say the Hiaro Port from Giant Industry, which is a $95 traveler basket on Amazon. It looks a lot like some other baskets we've seen. Actually, all of Hiaro Port's baskets look a lot like other baskets we've seen. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm reporting on the news. If you want a cheap basket that looks a lot like a basket made by somebody else, they might be a solution for you. Our next news story. I can't tell you how I feel about that. I don't like it. I think people should come up with their own stuff. There, I said it. All right. Our next news story: best glow discs. This is an article by Disc Golf Around. They rated glow discs based on the quality of the glow material, the quality of the disc itself, and availability. And I will agree with you. If you can't see the disc, it doesn't matter how well it flies. And if you can see it, it doesn't matter if it doesn't fly well. So the best distance driver, according to Disc Golf Around, is the Castoplast Vass. My apologies on pronunciation. The best fairway driver, the Lone Star Guadalupe. The mid-ranges, the best mid-range, I should say, the Axiom Hex. And the best putter, the Axiom Envy. Also, because I just think it's interesting, I'm going to go ahead and list the glow quality levels that these guys presumably researched. Level number one, the best level, MVP Sports. That includes MVP, Axiom, Streamline, and TSA. Discraft and Dismania, both of those 2023 and later, as well as Lone Star and Castoplast are level two. RPM, Mint, and Prodigy are level three. And Gatekeeper, no, not, my apologies, Gatekeeper. Ah, Gatekeeper. Gateway, Innova, and Infinite are level four. Gatekeeper is number one in GLOW and everything else, and you should subscribe to their channel. And our last news story of the day comes to us from the Innova blog. Brian Schweberger gets his 400th pro victory. Congrats to a man we all wish we could hang out with more often. Brian started playing in the 90s and got his first win in the 90s. And in 2023, actually last year, he had 41 wins. Since 2002, he's won at least 10 or more events. According to Brian, quote, "No one shot or moment stands out. It's been a great collection of consistently quality shots over my career. I've gotten to where I'm at by staying consistent." And then he adds, "Eventually the wins will come, but if you can't keep it fun while you're competing in the heat of battle, what's the point of being out there?" Amen. Let's get to some numbers. All right, we're going to start with the ratings cash line. It was easiest to cash at the Open at Austin. 937 for the women, 1018 for the men. Although that's not much easier for the men or the women, as the average was 945 and 1020. So pretty much right in line, but in fact a little bit lower than both Chess and Waco. And we'll close it out with our team cash battle. At the Open at Austin, Team Discmania cleared $20,000, $20,700. Innova cleared $18,700, and Discraft cleared $10,700. Those were the top three teams. When we look at the entire season, the top five team members, Discmania is on top with just over $33,000. Innova is in second, and Discraft is just behind them. Innova is at $26,200, and Discraft is at $26,075. Very close. When you look at the entire team, counting all the players six and beyond, and the top five, Discmania is on top with $37,200. Discraft is actually ahead of Innova when you count the entire team. They're at $35,600, and Innova's at $35,100. I think this would mean that Discraft would have a deeper team than Innova, in that once you get to the lower levels, their total cash passes Innova. And there you have it. That is the team cash count. We'll keep tracking that throughout the season. Thank you all very much for listening. If you have any thoughts, news, or opinions, shoot us an email at discgolfdaily@aol.com. Have fun, throw them straight, and hit the thin gap.